The next question, it asks about response times for medical emergencies and asked if the fire department should respond. I think they already do, but I'm not sure about that. But in any case, what are your thoughts about the adequacy of the current response times or response capability of Ann Arbor's first responders to meet their medical needs?
Sure. This is one of the primary roles of government is to keep us safe, and there has to be, we have to set goals and expectations for what our response time should be, and that is a non-negotiable. I think the city is taking some great steps in terms of collaborating with townships around us. We have this relatively new system of the mutual aid box alarms, where when there is some trouble, whether it's just outside the city or just inside the city, the township vehicles will also come and help. So I think that seems to be working very well, and I think it's a step in the right direction, because I think communities are increasingly realizing that for issues like medical emergencies and transportation and other things, people don't pay attention to boundary lines. We need to collaborate. So I think we're headed in the right direction. But I would, of course, if people think that response times are inadequate, we should absolutely take a look at that.
So for medical emergencies, it's slightly different than for fire. For fire, you need two in, two out. In the medical emergencies, they're there. They've been doing, a great job. In fact, the fire department is faster than the ambulances. They get there sooner. So, they have the jaws of life. They are doing a very good job. And we do collaborate for our 911, which is with Ypsilanti. So I think the department is doing quite well.